Hallelujah.
Go on.
Now, God always uses a messenger. And this is what we're about to read. Let's go to Revelation. Chapter 14. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the three angels' message now. Mm-hmm. Sister Nikki,
yes, sir.
Would you start at verse 1
yes.
of chapter 14? Let's read it parenthetically together. Revelation chapter 14 and verse number 1.
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. For I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth.
You know why no man can learn that song?
Ha! Glory to God! Oh,
yes, sir.
Yes.
Because no other man had lived that life.
Yes.
You ever heard somebody say, you can't tell it like I can tell it?
Yes.
You wasn't there when it happened.
No.
You didn't go through what I went through, so you can't sing my song. Yes. These 144,000, they overcame the flesh.
Yes.
You know what kind of song they're singing? A victory song.
Yes.
You can't sing it because you didn't overcome.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Preach, read on.
These are they which were not defiled with women.
Oh, women? Not just any woman. You better talk about that whore of Babylon.
Yes.
Yes.
That Roman Catholic whore.
Yes.
You better talk about that whore of Protestantism.
Yes.
These never slept with that whore.
Come on.
They were undefiled by Christmas.
Come on.
Uh-oh.
And Easter.
Yes.
And pagan roots.
Yes.
They were holy unto their God. They were undefiled. Now, Brother Vaughn, my wife preached earlier and she blessed us so much. She said, but the reason we keep Sabbath every seventh day, we're rehearsing the coming marriage on the seventh day, right? I'm going to go a little bit further. There's a reason we don't eat pigs, because we're rehearsing for the marriage supper.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Y'all missed it.
Hallelujah.
Every time you eat right,
yes.
You're rehearsing for the day when we'll all eat right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
My wife and I were sitting at a breakfast table in New Orleans the other morning. And they went to bring me an omelet. And I'll never forget, I looked at the waitress and I said, does it have pig in it? And she said, yes. And I said, don't put it in there. And when she walked off, the Holy Ghost spoke to me.
Hey.
The Holy Ghost said, every time you do that, you are reminding yourself of a coming day.
Glory to God.
Very clean before the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You're practicing every time.
Thank you, sir.
Read.
For they are virgins. Mm-hmm. These are they which follow.
Brother Natson, how long have you not been eating that pig? He got this message way before I did. Hallelujah.
Wow.
I thank God for men
that'll
stand for truth.
Yes.
Read,
yes.
Sister.
These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth.
They followed some preacher that said don't keep Sabbath. No, they followed the Word wherever it led them. The Lamb is the Word.
Yes.
See? They was following the Word wherever it led them.
Glory to God.
How many's ever had the Word lead you to a new place?
Yes.
Follow it.
Yes.
If you want to be in the 144,000.
Amen.
Now read.
These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb.
First harvest ministries.
Yes.
One day you'll get it.
Yes.
One day you'll understand why we're first harvest. These 144,000 are the first harvest of the world. God's getting us holy. I ain't worried about who ain't keeping Sabbath.
Yes.
I ain't worried about who ain't eating right. I'm doing it
yes,
because
God.
He's only working on the first fruit. fruit.
Yes, God. Amen.
He'll get them other fruit later.
Yes. Come on. Yes, he will.
Read.
And in their mouth was found no guile.
Now, in the first fruit's mouth, there's no guile. Now, that word guile is interesting when you look it up in Greek. No lie.
Yes.
What does that mean? They detested the lie.
Yes, sir.
They weren't lying.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about Jesus rose on a Sunday.
No, sir.
They weren't lying. Talking about we all going to get a mansion in glory. Yeah. They wasn't telling lies. They were telling the word.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
There was no guile in their message.
Glory.
I hope you get this.
Yes, sir.
Read on.
For they are without fault before the throne of God.
Now, I'm going to tell you the next part. We're going to get into the three angels' message now.
Yes, sir.
This 144,000 came on the scene after they heard the three angels' message.
Come on.
All right.
All right now.
Let's find out what the three angels' message is that's going to go forth before the final harvest. Remember, I started this sermon telling you we were in the age of harvest time.
Yes.
Thank you.
There's something that's going to happen. We're not in the harvest yet. We're in the age of preparation of the harvest. Not in revival age no more. In harvest age, something's going to happen before the harvest to get it ready.
Yes,
thank you, sir.
A message is going to go forth.
Yes.
A three angels message.
All right.
And now we're going to read about it. Read.
And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven.
Now pause a minute. When you see the word angel in the Bible, mm-hmm. it don't always mean these kind
yeah.
with wings. Right. The word angel means a messenger.
Amen.
Yes.
The man of God
Amen.
Is an angel.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
I prove it.
Amen.
The man of God is, you know, I can't stand it when somebody calls a man of God by his first name. It just makes me want to, you know, you haven't been taught right.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
If you, why? You think I want anybody to revere me? But I demand that you revere this apostolic authority.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You think I care? Call me whatever you want to. But you, if you fail to recognize the angelic ministry that's on the people of God, then you fail to recognize God.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible said that men, that they were the angels of God. Be careful lest you entertain angels unaware.
Yes.
See, God speaks through messages. They're angels, whether they're divine angels or earthly angels. If they're bringing forth the message, they're angels.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Thank you.
Fallen, yes. Broken, yes. Imperfect, yes. But if the message is perfect, you better recognize the message that's coming forth for your day.
Yes.
I'll tell anybody, if you're looking for a reason to find fault with me, stop. I'll give you more than you could ever find.
Amen.
But you will never find fault with this message.
Amen.
Read.
And I saw another messenger fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and
screen?
People.
Next screen. Now, I want to show you something. Here's the three messages, Revelation 14 and 6. You're going to hear the first. Now notice this angel was flying through heaven. Now, there's a problem here. Angels don't have to have wings to fly.
Come on.
They're just like we're going to be.
Hey.
Now there's how many heavens? Three. This angel, not angel flying through heaven. This message was going through the atmosphere.
Glory to God.
Through the internet.
Thank you.
Through television.
Yes.
Through radio.
Yes, sir.
In the last day, there's going to be a three-angel message that's going through the heavens.
Yes.
The atmosphere is the first heaven.
Come on.
And in the last day, before the harvest, there's going to be three messages.
Hey.
That penetrate the atmosphere. I'm penetrating it right now. My voice, Shalala, is preaching. There's an angel message. You better hear it. You better hear it. You better hear it. What's the first message you're going to begin to hear come forth right before the harvest? Read it. Verse 7.
Saying with a loud voice, fear God.
Quit the grace stuff.
Glory.
And fear God.
Amen.
Yes.
The grace message has taken the fear of Yahweh out of the church.
Yes. Yes.
You've been told, oh, just be a lover to Him and fear Him not. Let me tell you something. There's some truth in that. But you can take that to the extreme. He is still your Father. And your Father will beat you until you can't be beat no more. Fear God.
Yeah.
There's no more fear in the church.
Right.
You don't know how. Oh, you know how I know? Do y'all know when I was coming up? We equated the men of God with God Himself, and we would open our mouth against a man of God no matter what he had done. Why? Because we understood the anointing upon his life separated him. And if he was wrong, God would deal with him. We left it alone.
Yes, leave it to God.
There's no fear of God in the church anymore. Or you couldn't do the things you're doing to the ministry of God.
That's right.
No fear. My grandmother, if she's not walking in all of this truth, but she was walking in more truth than most of you, she would, even if a child was running through the church, she would grab them. She had fear of anything that was holy to her.
Amen.
How many of y'all, everybody grew up with that grandma?
Yes.
How many remember when they left the children on the rostrum, on the platform?
Yeah.
Why? I know that. I get that we're the church. But you know, there's some spaces that you can just sanctify.
Yes.
By your presence.
Mm-hmm.
See? And if you have no regard for earthly things, you'll have no regard for holy things.
Come on.
There's no fear of God. When the harvest time comes, the first message you're going to hear restored is fear Yahweh.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And worship Him alone.
Yes, sir.
No other gods. Fear Him.
Yes.
Now let's see what the second angel said. Go to verse number 8.
And there followed another angel.
Here's the second angel's message. Listen.
Saying, Babylon is fallen.
Ha.
Is fallen.
Ha.
That great city.
Ha.
Because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
The second angel's message, as it begins to penetrate the air, is Babylon is falling. Get out of her.
Glory to God.
Yeah. But come out of those false words. The first message, fear Yahweh. And then behind that will come another one, Babylon. Have you ever heard Babylon preached on so much? There's a message going forth. I never heard Babylon preached on all my life. But there is a second angel message coming out. It's coming through men like Jesse White. It's coming through men like Chad Sullivan. It's coming through men like Brother Bishop Reed. It's coming through men around the world that are preaching Babylon, Babylon, Babylon is falling.
Yes. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all are privileged people.
Yes.
Y'all are privileged people.
Yes.
You're not stuck in that junk called the church.
Woo, glory.
You're coming out into pure faith.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go read Revelation 18. Let's see what the message. Let's read these three angels' messages one more time in another chapter. This is before the harvest. The last message that will go forth across the earth will be the three angels' message.
Mm-hmm.
Preaching by men of God in the heavens. Chapter 18, read.
And after these things, I saw another messenger come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory.
You hear me carefully. This angel message that's going forth, it is lighting the whole earth. We've got them in India.
Yes.
We've got them in Jamaica.
Yes.
We've got them all over the world. In Israel.
Yes.
Preaching this angel message. They're preaching, fear Yahweh. Back to the commandments. Back to the law of God. Back to holiness. Back to Sabbath. They're lighting. This angel is lighting.
Yes.
Lighting like an underground railroad. Bits of light here and bits of light there. Lighting up the planet. Thank God for those men that are standing around over in Tennessee and Indiana and over in India, breaking this light forth of this angel message.
Yes.
Read.
Yes.
And he cried mightily with a strong voice.
What was the message of the angel? Read it.
Babylon the Great is fallen. Is fallen and has become the habitation of devils.
Good God! Notice it didn't start off the habitation of devils. It became that. The church didn't start off bad. It became bad.
Glory to God.
The habitation of devils. Yeah. The ones preaching behind all of our pulpits.
Wow.
Read.
And the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful
bird. Now wait a minute. We got an issue right there. I was told that Yeshua did away with the unclean laws. And here in the book of Revelation, John's still talking about unclean animals.
Yes.
60 years after Jesus died.
Yes.
Y'all didn't even see that, did you?
No. Oh, glory to God.
Oh, Brother Vaughn, Jesus did away with all that unclean stuff. Well, we got a major problem here because his chief apostle, the one he loved the most out of them all, 60 years after his death, is seeing unclean animals.
Come on.
Wake up.
Yeah. Yes. Glory.
Woo! Holy Ghost.
Woo, right.
Yeah, so the message you're going to hear in the last day is a message about unclean animals. I'm reading it to you. He's talking about Babylon. 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 Come out of her. Not unclean stuff.
Yes.
Read.
For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies.
She has more real estate.
Yes.
Than Donald Trump.
Come on.
She owns the most elegant buildings in the world. Merchants make tremendous money off of building her sanctuaries. They make great money after making her robes and all of her gold chalices to drink wine out of. They make great money. They've slept with her. She slept with them. They've all slept together. But at the third angel's message, it's going to call a few folks out of her.
Yes. Yes.
And that's when you can know it's harvest time.
Come
it's
on.
Getting
yes.
time for the harvest that's about to happen.
Yes.
Read on now.
And I heard another voice from heaven.
I heard another message in the atmosphere.
Yes.
I heard another preacher.
Yes.
I heard another prophet.
Yes.
The angels of Yahweh. Yes. And here's what they said.
Saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities.
Listen, don't be a partaker of her sin. Brother Lord, how's the church sinning? All right, what's the meaning of the word sin? Transgression against the what? The law. She's telling you there is no more law. She sinned.
Yes.
She broke the fourth commandment. She's not keeping Sabbath. You've become a partaker of her commandment breaking. Do you get it?
Glory to God.
Glory.
How did I partake? You joined in.
Yes.
Instead of coming out.
Come on.
Oh, Father. That's the message you're going to hear right before harvest. Yes, sir. See, Martin Luther came out. Wesley came out.
Yes, sir.
They were stoned, thrown rotten tomatoes at. They were called, they were their past was drenched.
Yes,
everything was done to them to stop their message. But I'm going to tell you something about this message. When it starts marching, it'll leave you in its path.
Yes.
Going to perfection.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, we got to return to the pure faith. Now, keep reading.
Even as she rewarded
you. Listen, I'm going to reward her as she has rewarded you. Who was you? My people.
Yes.
You came out of her. What did she do? She shut the door on you.
Mm-hmm.
What did she do? She called you an illegitimate church.
Come on.
Said you wasn't a real church. You over there in that little living room, you're not a real church.
Come on.
She didn't know. I was a church before the church was cool.
Amen.
I was in the predestined mind of God.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Oh, mate, oh, they over there. Let me tell you what. You better hear me. Then you're going to be rewarded by the way you've rewarded my people.
Glory to God.
You shut our door, He's going to shut yours. I'm going to reward you with how you rewarded those that came out of you.
Yes, God.
Listen to me carefully. You hear me well. Don't ever worry that you got the short end of the stick. You own the stick.
Yeah.
So you own the stick. And when the time comes, the fullness of the Gentiles is over with, they're going to be rewarded with the same reward.
Yes, sir.
The door will be shut into God's government.
Yes, sir.
Read.
And double unto her, and double according to her works, in the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself, and live deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen.
I've been here 50 years, I'm a queen.
And am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God, who judge her.
Now go to verse 10.
Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is thy judgment come.
Your judgment's coming. And anybody that's in there.
Ooh, Father.
But I love my church. I love my friends. Then perish with them. The message of this hour is come out of her.
Yes, it is.
But you see, you're not hearing it. You hear Shane up there talking. Oh, that's Shane. Well, you better hear who it is.
Thank you.
It's not Shane. It's the message of this hour.
Yes, Lord, to die.
Now let's go see Revelation 14, 9. Let's get back over there. And I want to show you something, Julie. And listen, let's listen to the third angel's message. Here's the third angel now with the last message that you'll ever hear before harvest time.
And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast.
Who is the beast?
Ooh, wow.
The system, the religious system. The system is the beast. The system's not the Antichrist. The system is the beast that gives power to the Antichrist. Now listen what he said. Here's the third message: to come away and don't worship with that beast. Read on.
And his image.
Read.
And receive his mark in his forehead.
Which is your mind.
Or in his hand.
Now what is a mark? When you sign a check, that's your mark, right?
Yes.
That's your authority.
Yes.
Don't take her authority in your mind.
Glory to God.
That'll be the third message you'll hear. Come out of her, and now don't worship with her. Don't take her authority in your mind. But come, this is a hard message. Don't you understand? It was hard when the old apostolics came out where they came, and it was hard in their brush sharpers. Now they have beautiful buildings. They have need of nothing. But when they started, they were made fun of and ridiculed. Ain't it funny how things never change?
Amen.
That's the third message. Now, read verse 13.
And I heard a voice from heaven saying,
I'm sorry, read verse 12. Here is the ones that hear the three angels' message. This is going to identify. You ready? Read.
Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they.
Now here are they that heard the third angel's message. Here are they that followed the three angel message. Here they are. You can identify them with these two things. Read.
That they kept the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
That went over your head, huh?
Glory.
They didn't just have faith. They kept coming.
Woo, glory.
See? Yeah.
Jesus.
And they didn't just have commandments like them Jews. They had faith in Yeshua as well.
Yes.
See,
believe.
One without the other won't work.
Come on.
We ain't teaching commandment keeping. We're teaching the infilling of the Holy Ghost, which makes you keep commandments.
Yes,
that's what we're teaching.
Yes.
You got to have the faith and the keeping of God's commandments.
Yes.
And the way you know you've heard the three angel message is if you've got both in your life. The way you know you've heard the whore's message is if you've got faith in Christ, but not the commandments of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Anybody getting it?
Yes.
Yes. Anybody seeing something?
Oh, yes.
I'm showing you who the 144,000 are.
Yes.
Commandment keepers. But no, brother, the Jews keep commandments. I know, but they don't have the faith of Yeshua. No. The 144,000 ain't got nothing to do with Jews.
Thank
They've
you.
Got something to do with the quality of an overcomer.
Yes.
I hope you hear me today, because we are moving now into the harvest. And before harvest, there's going to be three angels rise, three messages rise in the heavens. Fear Yahweh.
Yes.
Come out of Babylon.
Yes.
Don't worship with her.
Yes.
Don't take her mark.
Mm-hmm.
And keep the commandments.
And the faith in Yahweh.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Do y'all know these three messages are sounding today?
Mm.
At 105 Sun Pass Drive.
Come on.
In St. Tammany Parish. In Mobile, Alabama,
yes, in
Indiana,
yes,
in Tennessee, and that. Do you know that this prophecy is coming about? These three angels are sounding their message.
Yeah, God.
And Brother Phil, you were privileged to hear it.
Yes, sir.
You were privileged to hear it. I was privileged to hear it.
Yes.
In this day we're living in.
Yes, sir.
Why is the message sounding? To prepare, not the whole harvest.
The first.
First.
Yes.
He's got to get us right.
Yes.
Before he can get them right.
You right about it.
He said, if the first part is holy,
yes,
I'll get the whole lump holy. But I can't start on the whole lump till I get the first part.
Glory to God.
Yay.